Butch and Ben versus everything.
So. I just hope it doesn't come out that he's fucking kids or something like that. Because every one of my heroes, Michael Jackson, George Pell, all my heroes.
All of them.
All of them. Welcome to the podcast, everyone.
Is that how you want to lead off?
Welcome to Mitch and Ben versus everything. I'm Mitch Coyne. This is my good mate, co-host, Ben McLennan. How you going, mate?
Mate, I am loving life.
Yeah?
Fucking, how could you be wrong? We've got this fucking niche show coming up. I just want to spend a minute to talk about it up top.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be fucking huge and I'm stoked for it.
Dude, we got, if arguably the funniest comic in Newcastle right now, Bradley Bishop.
But I would even say arguably.
Yeah.
I'm just giving it to
100%,
him.
100%, yeah.
Dude's so leveling
funny.
Rooms.
So funny.
He's
dude.
The best. He's, yeah. He can fucking riff and he can do fucking bits and he's fucking just gunning it out. People yeah. going both. He's just, yeah. he's the best.
Yeah.
So he's our MC up top. So he's just going to kick it off fucking. And then we've got yourself, Matty yep. Weinstein, who's just won the Newcastle League of Raw.
Yep.
Joel Pierce, who's a killer. Taylor Coftrey, who's fucking on tour or about to be. Or
yeah, he's fucking, doing a Canberra Fringe.
Canberra Fringe, there you go. He's fucking, yeah. he's a big deal.
Yep.
And then second half, we've got the great and powerful Isaac Butterfield.
Oh, mate.
Opening for yours truly.
Yes.
As I do my first half an hour.
Mate, so fucking excited.
I'm fucking very excited. I keep dipping between excited and shitting bricks.
That's how you know it's going to be a good show though.
Yeah.
Because you give a fuck.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. The shows where you don't give a fuck. Yeah. You'll see it with comedians sometimes. They're like, if they're not doing well, they stop getting excited or they're not excited and they just like almost resign themselves to the bomb instead of trying to fight it back or stay professional. That's my motto when you're up there and you're eating shit and it'll happen. It'll happen. You can,
you can kill
rooms, and I've done it. I've fucking had the greatest show of my life, and then the very next night, bombed my fucking dick off. But I stayed professional. Ben.
Yes. Yeah. No, it's just it's exciting to one see if I can do the time.
Yep.
And be entertaining that whole time, which is
yep.
And it's been a goal of mine for a while, but I've just I haven't bothered putting half an hour together because I'm like, when am I going to do it?
Yeah, well, you and I have been talking about it for ages.
Then not only did we not record podcasts, we didn't fill out the paperwork to do a French show.
We just completely fucking zipped it.
I forgot
it.
All about it.
I honestly think, look, man, like, and don't get me wrong, I think a lot of the comedians who do French shows have great material and they're funny comedians. But there's also a lot of comedians out there who are doing shows before they're kind of ready for it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And it's like, yeah, it's look, don't get me wrong. It's a great experience and fucking kudos to anyone who puts together a fringe show because it isn't easy. We've done it.
Yeah.
We did it. And look, man, it's a lot of stress and no one really helps you and you've got to invest. So if you've got the balls to do a fringe show, whether you're good, bad or fucking in between,
yeah,
like awesome. But also if you're not ready, people are paying money.
Yeah.
And like you, like it's an hour.
That's one thing
life.
I've always been like worried about. If I did my own shows, I'd be just worried people weren't going to have a good time.
Yeah,
it would be like I just want people to enjoy the show. I don't want people walking out going, "Oh, that sucked."
Yeah,
you know, like and that's that. Yeah, I think that'd just be with you forever if you're a comedian. But yeah, I don't. I've got the material. It's just organizing it. It's putting it in order, and it's just actually doing it and being entertaining for half an hour. But it's,
yeah,
and also now I've got to follow Butsy,
yes,
because he's very generously offered to fucking come along and help us sell tickets, which I'm pretty sure he's fucking doing because I'm seeing comments on posts being like, "I'm just going for Butsy."
So, fuck yeah, man!
I don't care how we get him in there. They can fucking.
Yeah.
Leave after him if they want. I hope they don't. But fucking.
Yeah.
As long as we sell the tickets, hopefully we get to do another one out there. Because this. Shout out to Christy at the Neath Hotel. Fucking so chill.
Yeah.
So easy to work with, man.
100%.
Just fucking. Just kind of giving me the reins and I just go, is this okay? Yep.
Yep.
And she's already fucking put out like 4 posters already in like 5 days or something.
That's what
we. Like,
that's what you need from a venue.
Oh, she's a gun.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. For people who aren't in the comedy world, normally what happens
you
is.
You have no idea how helpful it is when a venue fucking advertises.
Yeah, yeah. So most venues will go, yeah, yeah, no worries. We'll have you. We'll have you. They'll give you all the risk. They'll give you the room and the space and the time.
Mm.
But that's about as far as it'll go. They won't advertise it. And they won't share it. They won't fucking help you out or anything like that. They definitely won't throw money your way. They're like, oh, you can sell your own tickets.
Yeah.
But won't give you any money whatsoever. We had, when we did that Sydney gig, and I can talk about it now because fuck him. He's like, promised us everything in the world. He's like, yeah, I'll chuck $100 towards advertising. I'll buy like a bunch of comp tickets so that you guys have got some money and that we can get some people in the show. So he agreed to like 10 comp tickets and then people were walking in the door. I'm like, yep, no worries. Like, are these people all good? He's like, yeah, yeah, I'll hit you up later. And then he fucking zipped off, went to the strip club to do drugs and fucking get lap dances.
Never saw him.
And we never fucking saw him again.
Is
and
that place still running or?
No.
No, good.
No.
Fuck him.
Yeah, just like...
That was a good night, though.
It was a fucking great night. And it was, like, it was disappointing, too, because we fucking got the place rip-roaring.
Oh.
And he couldn't believe it. He's like, this place is fucking going off.
Yeah, like...
So it wasn't
small,
like...
Small venue, 40 to 50 people in
and
there.
And a cool venue, too.
Cool venue.
Very cool venue, like a basement-style, like, pub, like hole-in-the-wall kind of place.
And, man, it was fucking... You killed that night, though, too.
I had a good show. Yeah.
You drilled it. Because you were the MC that night.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, like, people fucking loved it. And they hung around, bought drinks afterwards. Like, we kept them there. Fucking.
Yeah.
Dude would have made some money.
Yeah. And look, don't get me wrong. Like, he was giving us free grog. Like, we were getting free shots and stuff like that. And he got us free meals as well.
Yeah.
So, like, let's not say he's, like, totally a piece of shit. But you can't agree to give people money and then back out of it.
Yeah.
Like, it's a dog move.
I would have taken the money over a schnitzel.
Yeah.
Whatever the fuck we got. But anyway.
100%.
Anyway, this niche show is going to be fucking...
It's going to be fucking great, dude.
I'm going to plug it every episode.
I can't wait because I got material about Buttsy's fans. So I can't wait. I hope he's there early. I hope he's there early to see everyone.
Well, he was talking about maybe doing a podcast there beforehand. So I don't know.
That'd be cool.
We'll wait and see. But
yeah.
It's going to be a 5-star show. Like, this is a 5-star podcast. That's right. Yep. I'm crapping on about the stars again. Give us 5.
Yeah.
Fuck yes.
Yeah.
Mitchell, I've got a conundrum for you.
Righto.
All right. If you could end any crime in the world, all right, permanently, but you've got to commit it, what crime would you do?
Probably. All right. So I've got to do the crime to end the crime.
You've got to do the crime to end the crime.
What's a crime I really want to... Rape? No.
<You're good>.
No, look, what... I think... all right, yeah. Embezzlement.
Embezzlement.
Yeah, I wanna be the last dude to embezzle $1 billion.
Oof.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're going. Wait, do you get tried for this?
Embezzlement?
No, I'm saying like because you did it, right? And it's the last time it's going to happen.
Yeah.
But no one really knows that, so you're going to get done for it as well.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I'll have $1 billion.
Yeah. Well,
no, that'd good. Be pretty sick. No.
Buy yourself some protection in prison.
Yeah, dude, I'll need it. I'll definitely need it, dude. All right, what about you?
I found a much better answer after I got asked this.
Yeah.
But when I got asked this, and I did have a sneaky loophole.
Yeah.
I said pedophilia. But, listen to me.
Okay.
The person I sleep with, the woman I slept with, would be one day off 18 or whatever the sexual fucking thing is.
Yes.
So I'm going to pick one who's just fucking like, I'm going to fuck her 5 minutes before midnight, you know?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm fucking, you know, I'm not a complete monster.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
But, yeah.
And then you stop all crime
No one can ever be a pedo again. If you physically go to dick a kid,
yeah,
your dick explodes. I don't know. You can't. It's like fucking. It's like when you try to put like two magnets together the wrong way around. And they just rip at each other.
Yeah, yeah.
Like little boys' assholes and dudes' dicks will just be like, Catholic Church will crumble. Yeah.
And everyone's like, sorry,
there's two problems I've ended.
Yeah. And everyone's like, sorry, twinks, no more fucking.
Yeah. Not until you.
Not until you grow
what
up.
What is the age of consent? Is it 18 or 16? I just go with 18 because it fucking sounds
safer. Man, I'm not Googling that because I'll get on too many lists. But we're on your computer here, so I'll just fucking...
No, let's just take our word for it.
Yeah.
I found out it's 12 in the Philippines.
Yeah, that doesn't
Our marketing lady at work is from the Philippines, and apparently it just got upped from 9.
Oh.
Yeah. So, you know.
Yeah, so be next time
Philippines, Manny Pacquiao, we're looking at you, cunt.
I don't think it's the people in the Philippines are the problem. It's the people flying into the Philippines are the problem.
Oh, the Philippines, yeah, I guess.
Yeah,
they could still just like, what's that money worth to you, honestly?
Also, they're executing drug dealers. Maybe start with the pedophiles.
Yeah, like, let the drug dealers keep making that money and use that money in your fucking circulation rather than tourist money when they're coming over to. Anyway, Philippines, wake up to yourself.
All right. My wake up to yourself was.
We weren't in the news.
Why did you say wake up to yourself then?
Because fucking they need to wake up to themselves. Yeah, they're fucking 12-year-olds.
Yeah, allegedly.
Don't backflip on this. Are you for or against it, Mitch?
Maybe the 12-year-old's really mature for their age. As a joke. That's what creeps say about fucking when they're fucking younger women.
Fuck, Chris Hansen would be run off his feet if he lived in the Philippines, dude, eh?
Wouldn't he? Wouldn't he? He's just peeking around every single corner.
Have a seat. Just sprinting from house to house.
Dude, that fucking show was the greatest.
That was a great
show. When he'd catch people as well.
I loved when they just started crying instantly.
Yeah, he comes in, he's like, hello, Thomas. <He's> like, they've always got excuses. Yeah,
I didn't know who she was.
Yeah, some of them are like, I knew who it was, I wanted to get caught. No, you didn't, fuckhead.
Yeah, no, you didn't.
Yeah. You're like, it's worth going to jail over this. Yeah. Most of them are just retarded dudes.
Oh.
That's the thing. Like, it's mostly just retarded dudes.
Sorry. Yeah, 100%. But doubling back to a good answer to that question.
Yeah.
What crime would you do to... Perjury is the best answer.
Yes.
So you can't lie in court.
Yeah.
So that anything that goes to court is 100% factual and true.
Yeah.
Someone said perjury, and I was like, oh, that's heaps better.
I'd much rather be a billionaire.
Yeah, because then you'd be like, did you fuck the kids? And they're like, yes, but...
Damn it, you got me.
You could have stopped it. And I'm like, yeah, could have. Okay.
All right. Moving on. I saw an article the other day. There's a company hiring... what are they called? It's a hard one to pronounce. Nutrition brand is looking for a pumelia.
A pumelia.
Sort of like a sommelier, but for feces. To smell feces for money.
Why?
What
do they hope to gain from that?
I didn't click on the article, Ben. It was just a funny...
For fuck's sake, Mitch. reading these cunts.
Yeah, look, they're literally just trying to, like... There's just someone whose job it is to smell shit.
I bet there's a lot of Japanese businessmen applying for that fucking...
Yeah, dude, a lot of Germans.
Yeah, a lot of Germans.
Dude, I feel
what is
like...
it with the Axis and just fucking wanting to be shit on?
Yeah, I feel like it was just a rumor. It was just an unfortunate rumor. It was like Germans were the first ones to film it, so they got targeted that brush.
But then you see like all the videos of like Japanese men sitting under glass tables. And,
yeah, dude.
Like at least they do it like in a clean way. Like I'd rather much rather that than
not like
just full dump on your chest.
Yeah, like McAfee. You hear what he was into?
I don't even know who that is.
He'd McAfee, you know the antivirus? John McAfee?
No.
Dude, John McAfee's a wild man, right? He makes like a couple $100 million off McAfee antivirus. It's like
one
of the big antiviruses. Sure. And he's fucking nuts.
Right.
Right. Apparently he's murdered like two women over in another country.
Oh, Jesus.
Right. He used to pay prostitutes to have a special diet for a couple of days, and then they'd lay in a hammock and shit into his mouth.
Oh,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah. There was a video of him. He was on like this yacht with like two women there. He's got an AK. He's like, they're coming for me, but they're not taking me alive, motherfuckers. And like then he got arrested. And he was saying, I will never, ever kill myself. Like, I will never ever commit suicide. If I die, it's, and it's like a week later, he killed himself.
Ooh.
Yeah, super sus. But fuck that
super
dude.
Super sus.
Fuck that dude.
Yeah, fuck that dude.
He's a murderer. Probably a pedo.
Murderer, shit eater.
Yeah, fuck him.
Definitely pedo.
Allegedly. Allegedly. Please don't sue us.
To 30 listeners, you all keep your fucking mouth shut.
You shut up. You fucking shut up. Otherwise, the McAfee estate's coming after us.
A poo smellier.
Yeah.
How much are they paying? Oh, you didn't read the fucking
article. Didn't read the fucking article. It'd have to be like, it'd either be a crazy amount or really not enough, because the creeps that came out of the fucking woodwork, they're like, oh man, we need someone who's in it for the love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd judge instantly anyone who applied for that job.
100%.
You'd be like,
God. Like, can you imagine the new guy being the new guy in that job?
Imagine trying to be in the lunchroom with people and you have to just sniff in
this
shit.
It's awkward enough being in the lunchroom as the new guy.
Yeah.
Like, in my new job.
Let alone you hear the sniff shit.
Yeah, dude. And what job did you take?
Why did a nutrition company have access to people's shit? Like, surely that just goes down the sewage and fucks off. And, like, you can't use it to judge anything to do with your product, because it's mixed in with fucking everyone's shit.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Like, it's like, how are you getting I don't get it. I wish you fucking
I'm
read
gonna,
this
I'm going to look it up. Pumelia. Pumelia. Let's look it up. Can you talk? And I'll...
All right, well, I'm just going to interject with fucking my news topic.
Yeah.
Which is somehow less fucked up, I think. A wife has cancelled her wedding on the day after walking into the bathroom, and she caught her husband-to-be being breastfed by his mother.
Oh.
You know what's fucked, though? Apparently, this Sheila, right? She fucking runs away. She makes a... Yeah, she talks about it on fucking a TikTok video or something. Yeah. Bullshit, right? And, people have questions, so she's, like, making videos and answering them kind of thing.
Yeah.
People came at her for, like, what's the word? Like, being insensitive towards breastfeeding, like anti-breastfeeding and all this shit.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, well, it's fine if it's a fucking...
A baby.
A baby. But, like, if you women cannot separate the difference between fucking breastfeeding your 34-year-old fucking son...
Yeah.
And that might creep some shit out. Like, well, I don't know. That was the part that really pissed me off. People going, oh, you're fucking degraded and breastfeeding. It's like, yes, you should be if you're at that age.
Yes, 100%. You can't be an adult fucking sucking on your mother's titty.
Breastfeeding's fine.
I don't care how good your mother's titties are. It's still gross.
Yes.
Did she have good tits?
I don't know. They didn't show the pictures of the mum.
Oh,
but the bride was pretty good. Like, so, you know.
Why didn't she fucking step up then?
Yeah, I don't know. But,
fucking walking out on your man.
The only tits you can't suck are your mum's. Other than that, fucking suck them all. I don't care.
You've got until about, I don't know. What's the cutoff? Oh, it's like 3 or 4, maybe?
Nah, that's fucking too long.
Too long?
People do it, but it's weird. If the kid can walk up and ask for fucking cut them off.
Yeah, if they can say the words.
Yeah. It's like, if they can physically, I don't know. It's like the opposite of a drunk. Like, so a drunk, once they can't walk and ask for it, you got to cut them off.
Yeah.
If a kid can walk and ask for it, they're too fucking old.
Yeah,
They're on the bottle.
Yeah, on the bottle, or you fucking send them out in the bush to survive on their own. Teach them some survival skills.
Yes.
Teach them how to light a fire.
That's right.
Hunt kangaroos.
Indeed.
And live like the natives.
They'll just be breastfeeding off kangaroos then, because they're freaks.
Yeah, climbing in that gross little sack.
Pouch.
Yeah, pouch. No,
sack.
I prefer sack. It's a sack.
Kids just out there splitting fucking male scrotum, kangaroo scrotums in half and just hopping in.
climbing that sack there, boy.
Anyway, Pumelia, what did you discover?
I couldn't find it.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
I know.
All right. Well,
I'm bad. I'm bad at the internet, man.
We need a producer. We don't. Who would the fuck would produce this fucking show?
We've got. I did ask my mate if he was willing. Hey, if you want to edit and produce our podcast, please hit us up on MitchandBenPod@gmail.com. I would really appreciate that because I'm fucking useless. All right, I found the article here. I found the article here, Ben. Let's see if they'll give it to me for free.
It is
WalesOnline.co.uk. Okay, so nutrition brand
Wales Online is also my favorite porn site.
on the hunt for a world's first Pumelia, an expert in all things fecal, a bid to break the poo taboo. Fuck me. The brand is looking to train people in the sights and smells of feces and what can reveal about a person's overall health. Okay, so...
Can they use a dog?
They could, yes. I think they do use dogs for stuff like that as well.
Yeah, well, just...
I've heard stories of dogs sniffing breast cancer.
Yeah, I was going to say they're using them to, like, determine some cancers and shit.
Yeah.
Let's just use them. The heat's better at it.
Yeah, so...
Get some bloodhounds in there.
Aspiring Pumelias will be paid £1,500, which is about $2,800 Australian, give or take.
A week.
I don't know. It doesn't say a week or anything.
It better
like
not be
you. Yeah, I know. I know. If you're sniffing shit,
it better be a week. So
it was a week at first, but all the creeps turned up. And they're like, we don't need to pay these dudes anything.
This is we may be paying this a bit too much.
Yeah. One dude's like, I'll pay you.
Yeah, they're like, just keep lowering the number and keep seeing how many apply.
Yep. Can you get that light real quick?
Yeah, bro.
That's fucking. It's all. Look, don't get me wrong. I'm enjoying the mood. Like, we should have lit some candles, honestly.
Maybe that fart was on fucking microphone. Then I just overextended me coit. And
dude. I've fucking... The amount of people I've heard, like, working at this new job, people just ripping farts, dude. So the other day, it's I answered the box. Phone. I heard, answered the phone. Before I could say anything, I just heard... What the fuck?
Oh, wait, you talking about you're hearing people on the phone?
On the phone. Like, I just happened to answer mid-fart one day. I was like, oh, fuck's sake.
I thought you were people in the office.
No.
Just
that
ripping
would
them next to you.
Super fucking inappropriate. Can you imagine, though? Like, I used to do it all the time on the work sites. Yeah. You fucking fart all the time. It's funny.
I've crop dusted a lot of areas.
Dude. Ethan, when we went to the fucking aquarium in Sydney when we went to see, I think it was Louis. Ethan,
fish.
Yeah, Ethan was fucking having gut problems at that point.
He's got a pathetic gut.
I know. He's fucking. He wouldn't be alive in Cayman days. Oh, he'd have been eaten.
He's fucking. Yeah. Can't
he's
eat
not
anything.
Even worth
he's
eating.
He's so weak.
I know. He's a weak gutted dog.
Yeah, he's literally a
weak
gutted
dog. Ethan Bentley on the How to Not Comedy podcast.
Yeah, old mate Bentley. Get around him on our Instagram.
Yeah, very funny comedian.
Good dude. But just fucking shit stomach. Can't eat dick.
As much
as he wants to.
Yeah, so he was just walking around a fucking enclosed, like we're literally in tunnels surrounded by water, and he's fucking cropped. I saw one lady just push a pram straight through it, and you saw the look on her face. And she was like, oh, she just assumed it was like a kid who shit himself right there.
The problem is they always look at the fatter dude too and like you.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. 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 I'm like paranoid about that stuff.
Violated my nostrils.
Yeah. Yeah, just fucking, he's just a fucking menace.
All right. Do we want to move on to are we still reading Pumelias or?
Nah, let's move on.
Let's just leave it go.
Yeah, it's just like,
you get $2,800 a week to sniff shit. Yeah, if you want good. It, you're a fucking weird cunt.
Yeah, you don't have to fucking, look, jerking off during is optional.
Fair enough. All right. You want to move on to wake up to yourself? Have you got a second one?
I did have a wake up to yourself. It was a good one. I'm trying to remember. There's been a lot of bongs, man. I've got to slow down.
Have you heard of notes?
Yeah, you'd think so.
They're fucking handy.
Yeah, but my body don't work. Oh yeah, actually, this wake up to yourself is. So have you watched that new show Full Swing?
The golf one. No.
It is so good, dude. If you haven't watched, I'm not like the biggest fan of golf whatsoever.
Yeah, but I'm not like, massive, but I don't mind it.
Yeah, did you ever watch Drive to Survive? The F1 show? Same thing. But basically it's about
their
like
season.
It's about their season. They follow a different couple of golfers per episode.
Sure.
First episode fucking choked me up, dude. Old Mate hasn't won like a thing before. It was like the way they edit it and build it up.
Yeah.
And he ends up fucking winning, and it's like such a touching moment. I'm sitting there like fucking wiping my eyes. And
yeah, right.
It was fucking really good. Anyway, right. So this year, there's a UAE, the UAE, United Arab Emirates, have started a new golf league, right?
You'd need a lot of wedges because it'd be impossible to say another sand.
Yeah. No, I think all the billions of dollars they're throwing at it means they can grow grass wherever the fuck they want.
No, they don't have grass.
They just have indoor stadiums.
Yeah.
That's golf what happens. Stadiums. Yeah. So anyway, the UAE's like anti-gay, anti-women. It's all fucking, it's like the greatest place on earth.
Yeah, it's Mecca.
Mecca. And these golfers are getting paid like buku money, like crazy amounts. Like you can come like 35th in the PGA
and
Tour.
And retire.
And earn like $35,000.
Yeah.
For a weekend.
That's not bad.
Yeah. So they've got like golf road dogs, essentially. They're just like, they just do good enough to make the cut and make, they still live in mansions because they're making like $50,000 a week or whatever.
It's fucking some serious money.
Yeah. But this live tour, right? They're offering like, we're talking like hundreds of millions of dollars. Like they're paying like crazy money. But the PGA is like, if you go over there and you play for a country that's just trying to like whitewash their like humanitarian crimes with sport and stuff like that and improve their image, they're basically, the media's turning against them.
Right.
So you've got these poor fucking golfers sitting there just trying to like, it's just like, I've got kids. Like they're like, I've got kids. This is generational money.
Yeah.
I can't not say no to it and tuck my kids in at night and like, and then the fucking, the media are there like, oh, so did you hear about like the fucking 12 executions they did last year? And they're like, and what's your opinion on this and that? And they're just like, they're just being cunts to them.
Yeah, right.
And it's like any of those fucking journalists, if they were offered $100 million, wouldn't take it in a fucking heartbeat.
Oh,
let's not fucking pretend here, Ben.
Yeah, if they got paid $100 million to write a fucking story about fucking
how good the UAE
justifying
is.
Justifying the 12 executions.
Yep.
Oh, they
fucking do it in a heartbeat, dude.
Journalists are the worst.
Yeah, fuck you, cunts. Like, let's not fucking be throwing stones in glass houses here, okay? Yes. Are we saying that the UAE is the fucking greatest place on earth because of the awful things they do to women? Yes, we are.
We are.
But we're a comedy podcast, and they're not paying us $100 million to do it. But if they did...
But I don't think they should be killing them. Just...
Dude, I'll fucking start...
Touch them up a bit, but you know...
Dude, I'll start throwing the rocks if they're giving me $100 million. Yeah, fuck it. Yeah, like, dude.
It's a lot of money.
It's a lot of fucking money. I don't know that person.
Yeah, that's it.
I'm sorry. Yeah, it's like, come on, let's not fucking pretend here. You get offered $100 million, people murder people for $10,000.
Yeah, I know, it's crazy, isn't it? Like, it's not that much money. Like,
people murder people for free.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, like, fucking, like, yeah. No one was paying Ted Bundy. He was just doing that out of the love of his heart. Just the love of it. You
just
know?
Like, just like the poo smell is.
Yeah, yeah. You fucking find something you love, Ben, you don't work a day in your life.
That's right.
Mate,
that's what they say.
Yeah.
That is what they say.
Yeah, he killed 3 women in one night. What a fucking hard worker.
That's a work ethic.
For free.
Of a man who loves what he does.
He loves what he does.
Loves what he does.
Yeah.
Does what he loves.
Yeah. Yeah, so wake up to yourself, fucking journos. Let's not pretend you wouldn't fucking do it, you fucking cocksucking fucking rats. Eat a fucking dick, cunts.
Jesus.
Yeah, I got mad at it. It fucking upsets me, man.
No, I think you were justified there.
Yeah.
I think that was the right emotion.
Yeah, anyway, what about you?
Mine's Aboriginals.
Ben.
I got an issue. See, my heritage...
We're going to have to do two of these because I'm going to have to make a judgment call later on. Okay?
My heritage coming back, right,
okay,
is just... I think it's just Scottish. I don't think there's English. I don't think it's there's Mick. Irish.
Yeah.
It's just fucking Mick. All our maiden names are fucking Mick. All this fuck... It's just Mick. Because no fucking Aboriginals would fuck us and give us some nice fucking brown skin, which means I'm stuck with this shitty white and freckly fucking skin in the hottest country in the fucking world, I'd feel, you know, just like, I shouldn't be here. But, or, like, they weren't even, like, what is it, 68 or something when they got, like, they became, like, Canada's people. And even before then, they looked at my, like, my ancestors and were like,
nah,
we can do better. Like, fuck yous. Give us some of your fucking DNA so I don't have to have this shitty fucking skin I've got and I can go outside and enjoy this fucking country. Like, we got, everyone craps on about Australia's beaches. You know what time I can go to the beach? Before 10 and after 5. Yeah. Who wants to be at the beach before 10 and after 5? Fuck yes. It's bullshit. It's like if you raised a polar bear here and it's like, it's all at new and it's just fucking struggling, but it loves it here. But it's like, I shouldn't be here. And it's just watching all these fucking other bears just chilling.
Yeah.
It's bullshit.
Yeah.
Why aren't they fuckers?
Yeah, I know.
So every fucking ancestor of mine and every Aboriginal who never fucked each other, wake up to yourselves, because now I'm stuck with freckly fucking skin that just burns if I stand next to a microwave.
I'm glad you went with that direction, Ben.
Honestly, if cunts light a cigarette too close to me, I burn. It's fucking... I'm like, that's my angle. I'm fucking pissed. I know, my skin's just been shitting me lately. I'm so fucking pale.
It's a fucking pigment, man. I get it. I'm Irish too, so I understand. But
I don't think there's anything fucking else in us. I think it's just fucking Scottish.
I'm weird. Like, I'm like Irish, English, Irish, English, and Australian. And I could be anything as well. Like, my
you're a mutt.
Well,
you're a bitter.
This is weird. I come from a family, like a fucking secret family.
A secret family.
So, like, I had, like, an estranged grandfather that I didn't find out about until I was, like, 14.
Wow.
My mum found out she had a different dad.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Yeah. It was like a huge falling. I remember it was, like, repressed memories.
Was his name Porge Jill?
I can't remember his name. He's, but it was crazy. He was a boxer.
Yeah, right.
And he got in trouble because there was like an amateur tournament down the road.
Mm.
So he's like, fuck it, I'll just go down there. So he just won the belt. He just fucking cleaned them all up. Bashed like three cunts, nice. Three amateurs. And then like 6 weeks later, they turned up at his door like, you got to give the trophy back. We found out you're a professional. He's like, oh, all right.
What a mad dog.
Yeah. He was a fucking, but he called me Nana Kraut and she just zipped off. And it was back in the days when they had telegrams. So if people just walk out the front door and not come back, that was it.
Yeah.
You couldn't find people. There was no yellow pages back in the day. It was just...
Once you're
just
past the end of the street...
Yeah.
Once you just walk around the corner, you're like, that person's out of your life.
That's all she did.
And
she
whether
moved
they
around
come
the
back
corner
or not is entirely up to
them. Yeah. That's how you could get away with murder back in the day,
so
too.
It's much easier to abandon families, too. Like.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, guys, that's the old Fight Club quote. He was setting up fucking... what's the name of a restaurant... the term for a restaurant chain. He was setting
franchise.
Up, yeah, he's setting up franchises all over the country. I'll edit that in so I sound smart.
Yeah, sure.
But I'll leave the part about me talking about editing in to sound smart. So people are going to go, well, what the fuck? That probably won't work.
I don't know.
Dude.
We can try it.
Anyway. I'll give it a go. All right, we just hit 32 minutes.
Last fucking thing. Bit of advice.
Yes. Yeah.
Fucking wrong answers, whatever we want to call
it. Wrong answers only.
All right. So, how long do you have to wait to send a dick pic? What is the appropriate amount of time?
It depends on the culture, Ben.
Oh.
So,
like at the end of UAE.
If you're a man of Asian descent, searching for Bob's in Virgin, immediately. Immediately.
I think as soon as you got their contact details.
Yeah. You just...
Correct.
Yeah, dude. It's just like... So, yeah. If you're a man of that nature or race, yeah. Straight away. But, look, if
Are
you're...
Are you talking about...
It depends on the woman also. Okay? Mm. If she's a bit of a loose lady, and I'm a big fan of loose women. Don't get me wrong.
They're the only ones I love.
Yeah. You fucking... They're offended if you don't.
That's right.
Where the fuck's my dick pic?
That's right. They love what a good the dick fuck? Pic.
They love a good
There's
got
to be women out there who love them.
Yeah, but not the ones you're sending them to. That's the problem. Mm. Yeah. Yeah. I had a weird thought, a stone thought the other day. Mm. As the circle of women that I'm willing to fuck gets bigger, the circle of women willing to fuck me gets smaller.
Oof.
Yeah. Yeah, isn't that a depressing thought?
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
It's so fucking true, though. It's true for every man.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. What about Hemsworth?
Oh, did you hear about him?
What did he do?
Liam done? Or...
You sent a dick pic?
The one who married...
Liam.
Yeah, the one who married What's-Her-Face?
Miley.
Apparently had like a fucking crazy gangbang in their mansion. That's why they divorced.
Oh, good on him. As if she wouldn't have done the same at some point. He was just getting in before she got him.
I don't think
she
so.
She seems like a gangbanger.
I feel like she very well might have been, but women will fuck it out of this system. Mm. Don't get me wrong. There's such thing as an old slut.
Oh, yeah.
And we love them, Ben.
We love them. Young sluts, fuck off.
Fuck off.
Old sluts,
where it at.
Old sluts,
where it
at.
They can teach you a thing.
They can teach you. They can.
Yeah. So... Yeah, he had a fucking crazy gangbang and she found out about it somehow.
Yeah, right.
People are snitches.
Probably because people sent her dick pics.
Probably.
Too soon.
She's like, that's my husband's dick. What the fuck?
What the fuck?
What are those 12 mouths doing around it?
Yeah, how would you feel if someone sent you a dick pic but it was your dick?
Oh, mate. Dude, that happened to my brother. Yeah. Someone had a fucking video of him jerking off. Like, it was $1,500, so we're sending it to your family. Oh, dude, I don't want to see my brother jerking off, but it'd be funny to screenshot his vinegar strokes.
I will distribute it.
Yeah, I'd make a T-shirt. Yeah. Start selling merch. Wear it to a family gathering. Why does your brother look retarded? Because he's jerking off.
I think the bigger your hog, the sooner you got to fucking send it.
That is, yeah. Yeah. For science.
For science. For science. I just think if you're a big boy, which I wouldn't know about. So, no. I'm at that size where you're like, it's just no point. It's not going to help me.
No.
If anything, it's going to deter any chance. Like, I'm better off, like, being like a sneaky shemale where they don't tell, like, the ones that look good and then, like, they surprise you at the end, they just don't tell you.
Yeah.
Like, I'm better off going with that strategy and just seeing if they still hang around because we're already gone this far kind of thing. That's, like, that kind of strategy. And so, because you up front, like, no, I'm a dude.
Yeah.
Dude's going to be like, nah. But if you, like, just don't tell them and then you just go, hey, look at this dick. That's my strategy with women.
Yeah.
just get them as far as you can and then go, look, this is it.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Yeah. Have you had those nights where you'd be talking to a chick, maybe at a pub or whatever, mm. and you're like, she's giving you the eyes, but things just don't work out?
I don't know if women have ever given me eyes. I'm terrible at picking up on that shit.
Yeah, anyway. Fair enough.
I'm also
so
ugly.
Am I. Nah, you're all right, mate. You're a good looking rooster, mate. You've got your angles, all right.
Yeah.
We've all got our angles, mate. Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong. Like, if you're looking up at me, like,
if you're looking
beast.
Away from me, I look good.
Yeah, look you're good. The only comedian I know who's ever pulled his shirt off on stage too.
That is true.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, fuck.
Well,
man,
besides Bert Kreischer,
besides Bert Kreischer, you did it that one time.
I did it that one time. Okay.
And then
yes,
it was at the Stag.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember it. I remember
it was
you,
for a bit, but I can't remember
I know,
what it was.
But I remember you did it. You committed, and there was this look on your face like, uh-oh. Like, after it's done. Like, I saw it on your face. I was like, oh, yep. He's regretting his decision.
No, it was good. I was stand by it. I didn't really care.
No, I'm only joking.
But yeah, the bigger you are, the quicker you got to send it.
Yeah. And unless it's a doctor. You can send them straight to doctors.
Can you?
Yeah, you don't even have to tell them they're incoming.
This is a game changer.
I'll just message my doctor a photo of my cock just to be like, just keep it for reference.
Everything
later.
All good?
Yeah. If things start changing for me, there's your baseline, doctor.
Do you think this thing...
This is your baseline.
Just send a picture of your cock. You're like, do you think this toenail is ingrown? Just in the distance, your feet are there.
In my last job, someone, they used to have to send pay slips to us so that we could pay them. This dude sent a pay slip with just his cock hanging out. Took a, he was standing there naked, didn't realize he'd got his cock. He realized. You don't do that on accident.
No.
But played it off like it was an accident. She's like, oh, for fuck's sake. He's just a dude's hog. Also, he's obviously got a hog.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you can just take a photo of a cock on accident like that.
If I had a hog, I'd be fucking distributing.
No one's ever seen my cock in a photo by accident. But if it was big.
I don't know if anyone's ever... I don't know if I've ever sent a dick pic.
Really?
I think I took a photo of it once and went, well, that's not going to work.
I've sent so many dick pics. And deleted that. I've sent so many dick pics.
Yeah, right. No, yeah. I was a fucking surprise.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll send photos of my sack. I've got a great sack.
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful sack. Shit dick. Terrible dick.
Terrible dick. Terrible great dick. Sack.
Shit dick. Great sack.
Yeah.
It's a curse. Blessing and a curse.
Yeah. <That's funny. laughs> have you noticed the older you're getting, the more you can feel your balls slapping when you're fucking?
Yeah.
I'm like, this is going to be a problem at 60.
I sat on a nut not long ago.
Oh, dude, yeah.
You ever sat on a nut?
Yeah, dude, it's worse. Hurts. It's the worst, dude.
You're like, what
yeah.
the? How, get back with the other one.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Yeah, fucking hell riding.
Yeah. What's going on here?
Yeah, I've never sat on my nuts. Yeah. I sat on one of them and I'm like, the fuck is up with dude. That?
I might have to get, one day, like when I'm 60, I might have to get that surgery where they like, they fucking bring your balls back up.
Get some tightness back in your fucking scrote.
Do they tell you what age they're going to give you? Like, what would you ask for? I'd go back to 12. I want 12-year-old nutsack.
that's way too tight.
It's just all like, yeah, dude, that's the way to go. Just tiny little fucking,
looks like a
mandarin. Tiny little sack with like big balls.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because the smaller the sack, the bigger the balls look, I reckon.
That's true. Yeah. But no, I don't want my balls looking too big because then they'll just dwarf the dick again.
Yeah, so, that's true. You know, you need, like, yeah, because you've got the perspective there. The big balls with the little dick, really not attractive.
Yeah, that's not a great look.
Not a good look at all.
if your balls stick out further than your dick, it's fucking...
Yeah, nah. I've had those mornings.
Because the general rule of thumb, your fucking dick should be bigger than your stomach. Your boobs should be your boobs should be bigger than your stomach.
Yeah.
For women, fucking...
Yeah.
Your dick should fucking reach past your balls.
Yeah. And if it doesn't, that's okay too.
That's right. Look, and if it doesn't, take a photo and send it to Mitch and Bennett.
Yeah, yeah.
What's our fucking email?
And there's
again?
nothing stopping you from taking someone else's dick pic. Fuck it.
Yeah, that's right.
She's like, wow, you got a really dark cock. Yeah, 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 yeah. It's muscular legs. You get there. It's just me with a little pecker. She's like, where'd the hog go, dude? Did you get a transplant?
Oh, if only. You ever see dudes with I remember fucking in school, right?
Yeah.
Occasionally you just see a dude's dick in like PE or something like that.
Yeah.
And he's like some absolute fucking loser. And he's got a massive piece on him. And you're like,
the worst.
That is a waste of a dick.
Fuck you.
You're like, fuck you. You're not going to use that. I could be doing better with that.
Oh.
Like, can I be in your will? Like, can I have your dick? Like,
dude, I was a bit of a depressing subject. Watching I was listening to a podcast about human trafficking and the organ trade.
Oh, dear.
And it's like, they're literally kidnapping people in South America and fucking stealing their livers and shit. If you could do that with dicks, there'd be no one left in Africa.
Oh, the
all the whites would just roll over.
The Republic of Congo would be fucked.
Dude, you know straight up.
You know the average there? 7.6
inches. We've talked about it before. Yeah,
that's some dong.
Like, yeah, dude. Yeah.
The Republic of Dongo.
Yeah, dude. Fucking straight up, yeah.
Yeah, it would just be harvesting dude's dicks.
Dude,
it'd be...
just like, you'd have the slave market, but it's just
oh, bro, you thought slavery was atrocious. Like,
yeah.
If we found out we could graft dicks on fucking...
Yeah, yeah. I can guarantee you if, people stealing penises was a problem, they would, like, snap that up in a heartbeat. Yeah. Like, people were like, no, 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 like... We don't fuck kids. We don't take dicks. we don't eat people. We don't steal dicks.
Yeah.
That's the rule. And
I think that's lesbians live their life too. But anyway, I think that was like their rule.
Yeah, yeah. All right, Ben, that's the podcast. Check us out at the Neath Hotel, 25th of March.
Let's go.
We're fucking, obviously, yours truly, Ben McLennan, Mitchell Coyne performing. We've got the funniest man in Newcastle, fucking
Bradley Bishop.
Bradley Bishop, thank you. We've got fucking
Joel Pearce, Taylor Cothrey, and Matty Weinstein, who's about to go fucking clean up in Raw. Fucking trashing me unit around there.
I just fucking broke one of your toys.
Yeah, it's all right. It's fine. It didn't break. But yeah, edit that out. Yeah. 25th of March. Get around. It's going to be fucking fantastic. Get around our socials. Mitch Coyne, comedian. Coyne, Coyne, and Ben McLennan, comedy on fucking everything. Just type it in. You'll see me.
Yep.
Whatever you like to use.
Yep. And check out How to Not Comedy also, and You're Joking on Facebook. We love yous. Bye.
Mitch and Ben versus everything.